Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Now on this morning's program, some Brahms, La Bohème Fantasy, some wedding music, and yes, of course, you would miss it if I didn't play it, some oboe music. Now let's begin with some music by Johann Friedrich Fasch. Fasch was actually a German violinist and composer. Now in his early days, he came to Leipzig at the tender age of 13 and was for the most part self-taught. He did quote, "He had not the means to pay for the information." But he definitely learned it because his works include cantatas, concertos, symphonies, and chamber music. Now, none of his pieces were printed in his lifetime, and a large number of his vocal works, including four operas, seem to have been lost. However, he was held in high regard by his contemporaries, none other than Johann Sebastian Bach, who actually made manuscript copies of numbers of his pieces. Today, Fasch is considered kind of a link between the Baroque and classical periods. And we're going to sample some lovely chamber music this morning. His quartet in B-flat major for recorder, oboe, violin, and basso continuo. Here is the Cameretta Cologne.
Thank you.
The Camerata Cologne and Fasch's Quartet in B-flat major for recorder, oboe, violin, and basso continuo. What a cheerful way to start a Sunday morning. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR. We're at 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to move on to some music by Puccini. Now, this no opera singing in this one, but a great arrangement of some of the best tunes from La Bohème from four orchestra. We're going to be hearing the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields. This is Sir Neville Mariner directing.
Thank you.
Fantastic La Boheme Fantasy for Orchestra, arranged by Christopher Palmer. That was a performance by the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields, with Sir Neville Mariner conducting.
Movies are a great way to understand the culture and thought process of a generation. And the 7th Annual Taiwanese Film Festival is taking place at the Downtown Vancouver International Film Center from June 14th to 16th. It will be featuring some of the best Chinese films from the small island of Taiwan. Come and experience a different world and get to know more about the many groups of people living in this awesome city. For more details, please visit twff.ca. Again, that is twff.ca.
In workshops, garages, kitchen tables all around Metro Vancouver, people make stuff. Once a year, we gather to show off the stuff we make, to teach and to learn. From urban gardeners, to quilters, to robot makers. Hey, guys! I'm trying to make a promo!
Sorry!
Join us at Vancouver Mini Maker Fair, Saturday and Sunday, June 1st and 2nd at the PNE Forum. For more info and to buy tickets, visit vancouver.makerfair.ca. That's Maker Fair!
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And as promised at the beginning of the program, we're going to hear some Brahms. Now, his Hungarian dances were completed back in 1869. And we're going to hear some selections from the set of 21 of them, which are based mostly on Hungarian themes. Now, these are some of Brahms's most popular works, and also ended up being some of his most profitable ones as well. Now, although there have been arrangements for orchestras and ensemble, this morning we're going purist, and we're going to hear them in the original arrangement for piano, four hands. Here is the duo of Tal and Grothensen. Thank you. The Duel of Tell and Grotjesen, with selections from Brahms' Hungarian Dances for Piano Four Hands. Just makes me want to dance on a Sunday morning. And it is the time of the program, and I'm speaking about oboe music time. Today we're going to celebrate the music of Joseph Fiala. Now, Fiala was an accomplished oboist born in Bohemia, and he eventually made his way to serve in the court of the Elector Maximilian Joseph. And while there, he made an impression on none other than Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, who helped Fiala secure a position back in 1778, just after the death of the Elector. Now, his other musical journeys took him to Vienna and St. Petersburg. Well, he also had the honor of working in the court of Catherine the Great. And along all these ways, he wrote some amazing music. And I'm not just biased because, you know, there was some good oboe music in there. Let's take a listen to the opening movement of the Allegro Assai from his concerto in B-flat. Here is Ingo Goritzky. He's joined by the members of the Polish Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
That was Ingo Goretzky joined by the Polish Chamber Philharmonic. And nothing like hitting those high notes on a Sunday morning. That was the opening allegro from Fiala's Oboe Concerto in B-flat. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.2.
tiempo volviendo a sonreír. Luego anoche te vi, tu mano me tocó y el saludo de tu voz. Te hablé muy bien y tú sin saber que he estado llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor.
Luego de tu adiós sentí todo mi dolor, solo y llorando, llorando.